Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it.
Afraid to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions.
You have to believe that something different can happen. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Dig deep down, ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. No matter how crazy it may sound to the people.
Make a choice, right? Just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
Good morning. Welcome to You May Now I Do Know the Radio Show. My name is Charlie Child Jr. My job is to give you one thing to think about. Change into the power of something in your spirit, soul, and body. You were just listening to Why Not to Have Fear. Now, how does that relate to what we're talking about today? Today we're talking about prayer. We are a spirit with a soul that lives in a body, and it's important for us to be able to communicate with our maker, because it's not the mental, it's not the physical situation you're in. It's going to be your spiritual strength. And that's why one of the habits you need to develop is prayer. Again, you want to be intentional with what you feed yourself. And that's what we're talking about today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. On blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea.
good morning. Welcome to the show. It is April 21st, 2015. We are transmitting from the great state of North Carolina. The skies are blue. This is going to be cloudy all day. It's 4:40 p.m. If you have a new people are busy, if you have a guest to show, if you have your eyes open today, understand this. That literally, millions of other people's eyes are open today. It's important to understand that. And all that talk for us to cover TV, 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 and do this in order to get across to the spot. So I always talk about the mental aspect and being intentional with what you prove yourself in your mind and in your body. Today we're talking about the habit, forming the habit of prayer, which is critical for you to get across the finish line. It's going to be your spiritual strength that brings you through. Not the best idea, not the your strength to move the mountain, but when you have that connection in the spirit, you'll be able to know which mountain to move, which idea to use at the right time, that you can be triumphant for every doing that. And so one of the sources we use is Dr. Crystal Freeman's 21 Days to Build a Healthy Habit. And that's critical in building those habits that are critical for your success. And we're talking about prayer. Now, for everything, whatever you ask in prayer, believe you will receive it. Now, if anything you prayed for was to come to fruition right now, one, what would you pray for? And two, how careful would you be to pray? Thinking how often? Even if you prayed one time and it come to fruition that it was the Lord's will and it came to pass, you only prayed one time. That was it because you had the confidence and will understood when lined up with the will of God, all things are supposed to come to fruition. But the key is to be lined up with the will of God. Now, forming the habit of prayer is very critical, not only for yourself as an individual, but also forming that habit in your family. Now, does prayer play an important role in the life of your family today or yourself? Is prayer an integral part of your daily routine, or is it a hit-and-miss activity? Do you pray without ceasing, or is your prayer life an afterthought? If you genuinely wish to receive the abundance available to you through Christ, you must pray constantly. You must never underestimate the power. Take a moment to take a look at what prayer is and how it affects you spiritually. Spiritually, it's that communication that you have with the Maker, with the Lord our Savior. That is critical in any aspect of life that you're at right now. Because it's that we, the governing God, we connect to the correct spirit, the right spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's going to bring through whatever you're going through. Whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's relationship, you have to understand that. The first that you say are listening to you every time. Because we serve a God that's all-knowing, all-seeing. If I say all-knowing, that means he knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. He hears your prayers. And because he wants to have a relationship with you, it's important for you to understand that that relationship is important also. Now we're going to take a moment and examine what prayer and what God's nature is so you can have an understanding of why prayer is very important. In order to develop a clear idea of prayer, we must first have a clear idea of God. Biblically speaking, God is a personal being. This is critical because it means that God is a person we can interact with, that he has a will, that we're able to relate to him on a meaningful level. If he were impersonal, then prayer would not be meaningful at all. If he were personal, but uncaring and distant, prayer would not serve a purpose at all. Not only is God personal, but he is also loving. That's taken from 1 John 4:8-16 and John 3:16. This is also important in relation. And why is this important? Because we are a being. When I say a being, we're a being the spirit, the soul that lives in the body. And having that understanding of the process, you have to be intentional about what you feed yourself. Prayer is critical to the soothing of the soul, the strengthening of the soul, the intuition of the soul to translate that information into the rest of your being. So you have to have a balance also at the same time. This is also important in relation to prayer. If God were personal, but uncaring and kind, prayer might do us more harm than good. But God is not only loving, he is all love. In relation to prayer, this means that God always desires the best for us.
Let me say it again. God always desires the best for us because he loves us. God is also powerful. Omnipotent, meaning that no prayer is beyond his ability to answer. Nothing is impossible to God. If God were less than all powerful, we would have no assurance that he could answer or even hear our prayer. Now, this is critical, because God is all-knowing. God were limited, then he would not know all that has happened in his creation. If this were the case, he might overlook our prayers because they might be beyond his knowledge. Because the Bible is clear that God knows everything, your Father knows that what you need before you ask. God is also wise and holy. He knows what is best for us as well as what will lead us to holiness rather than sin. Now, we're talking about forming the habit of prayer, forming the habit of having strong spiritual health in life. The first thing we talked about was often many times people have a challenge with that because they're going to be asked to do things they don't want to do. They're going to be asked to do things that will put them in stress. They're going to be asked to do things they know that is of the Lord, but because it may be an awkward situation for them. This is where prayer comes in. Prayer comes for that clarity. Prayer comes for that support and strength because you have a relationship with God. It's important for you to understand you need to have a relationship with God. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here. Today we're talking about your spiritual health. And that's prayer here on the Million Dollar Idea. Yes, you are a spirit with a soul that lives in the body. It's important for you to realize, understand, to take lead in that aspect, so you finish strong, and so you understand that you are already supposed to. Again, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Here's Evans from San Diego Spirit. It all seems to happen talking about things of spirit. We just want everyone to understand that. We talked about destiny yesterday. Destiny is very important. Understand this, it's a choice that you have to make in life to receive your destiny. God has the best for you laid out for you. It's the choices that you make will determine because you have choice to determine how close, how long it takes for you to reach your destination. And that's all that destiny is short for, is your destination. So we have still no sense. Are you hearing that? I'm here. Why Barnes are not getting. Going on here. Seems to have long talk read. Says we're back on. There we go. You got the broken glass here. It's a broken glass ceiling. We're looking right back. We had a brief interruption there with our connection. We're actually mobile today, out and about. I want to thank everyone for being on our program today. Also, give me a moment here. We're going to be co-recording at the same time, so we can make sure that you can get the complete version updated for you. Again, today we're talking about prayer, and why prayer is critical in every aspect of our life, because it is that relationship, that support mechanism that's in place for us to communicate with our Heavenly Father. We're talking about that right now in reference to where everyone has that issue. We're talking about your relationship with God. We're talking about your spiritual relationship. We're also in the process of explore a couple of attributes of God Himself that make prayer relevant to what we're doing. Just one final note to you before you. See, prayer is God's sovereignty. God is supremely in charge of everything that happens in His universe. Nothing takes Him by surprise. Nothing happens in our lives without the knowledge of God. Even though we may not always understand His actions. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher. He gives us the strength to build a relationship with Him. That relationship is about prayer in order to get through whatever we're going through, and also that we need to get through whatever we're going through. And hearing and responding to our prayers, and He or we are sure that God will do so on the basis of His many attributes, His personal nature, love, power, knowledge, wisdom, holiness, eminence, and sovereignty. All play a role in how we relate to God in prayer and how He relates to us. Now, as to contemplate the quality of your prayer life, here are a few things to consider. One, God hears our prayers and answers them. That's Jeremiah 29:11-12. Two, God promises that prayers of righteous people can accomplish great things. James 5:16. Three, God invites us to be still, feel His presence. Talk a little bit about that. In order to get the benefit, that's part of the family. You cannot do anything out there and get blessed. You cannot line up with the will, if not obeying the precepts that's given to you by God and our Savior, then you cannot have the benefit. In fact, you'll receive it first. I always tell people it's always better for obedience than sacrifice. So in your prayer life, both as an individual and as a family, sometimes you want to start praying, or times you do want to start praying, you want to pray early in the morning and keep praying until you fall asleep at night. Pray about matters both great and small, and be watchful for the answers that God wants you to get. I always encourage people and young families have just started out to actually have a personal prayer book. In that personal prayer book, write down, as they are answered, write the answer in your prayer book. One of the greatest examples of faith and God within your life is to be able to write that down as your prayers commit to submission. But even greater, and also part of the legacy, is to be able to give that information to the next generation. It's a very powerful statement to be able to give the book. As your prayers, years of your son or daughter, showing them in real life time that God works in our lives as we knew it. God operates in our lives as we know it. God loves us and wants always the best for us. Imagine how much more they'll be secure in their relationship with God, no matter what comes, no matter what comes in their life, both victory and tragedy. Now we're going to take a couple minutes to tell you what prayer is about. Okay. Now we have a clear understanding of God's nature, it may be tempting to delve right into the definition of prayer. First, let's take a brief look at what prayer is not. Prayer is not magic. You cannot summon God as though he were some genie waiting to grant our wishes without regard to our consequences. Prayer does not make demands. Prayer is for our benefit, not God. God is all by himself. We need a relationship with God. Matter of fact, there's an open area in our spirit that desires fellowship with God. That's available to us through Christ. And engage primarily in prayer. Because we were made to function best when we are in proper relationship with our Creator. So, we say proper relations, talk about things that people have as a standard of their life. And those things can be money. Those things can be people. Those things can be selfishness. Those things can be possession. Now, when we pray, because our center is the correct center, we are God-centered, we have a different type of security. And we also have a different power. Next, one of the things that translates is pray. Pray on a regular basis. And also, pray without ceasing. We can pray without ceasing. Prayer, again, is for our benefit. Now, prayer is not a guarantee. In this world, you will have trouble. That's John 16:33. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening. But rejoice that you participate in suffering for Christ, that you may be overjoyed by his glory. This is the 1 Peter 4:12-13. Now, when we say power, we're talking about the dunamis power, we're talking about the power that you have in your relationship. Power that you have in relationship comes constant prayer that strengthens your spirit as you go forward in life. Think about this. If you know that you do not have to worry about what's around the corner, even though you don't know what your situation is right now, that translates into your total being. That translates into your mind. Your mind does not have to fear it because you can focus on what it needs to focus on. Improving your situation. Your body is not feeling the elements of stress. It has amped up blood pressure, adrenaline running in your body, trying to prepare to fight. It relaxes your total being. That's critical. The less stress in your life, the longer you will live, the less stress you have. How do you get less stress in your life in your relationship? How can you get through the impossible thing? It's in your relationship. I say every time, it's not a great idea that's going to lead to it. It's not the strength of moving mountains in the picture. It's your strength of spirit next to the correct spirit. So you have what? Insight, the unction, that to the man down, I remember we're talking about your spiritual health, which is an important part of your success. But what is our definition of total prosperity? Our definition of total prosperity is to be prosperous spirit, in your soul slash your mind, and in your body. Our definition of success is progressive realization of a worthy idea. Those combined, your average for success, you have no choice but to get across the house level. As I tell everyone all the time, you're supposed to. You have to make up your net own, that you have been bought with the price. You have to be fully convinced that you're supposed to win. Once you're fully convinced, it's just a matter of time, a matter of going through the process for you to raise your arms up at the top of the mountain. There's room for everyone at the top of the mountain. The only people that lose choose those that choose not to win. Think about that. The only people that lose the ones that choose not to win. I'm saying choose you today who you will serve. So you can experience victory, go from glory to glory to glory. One thing if you break, we're talking about what we always talk about here, your eye, the million-dollar idea network. That is getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. You see the Lord has brought you through in this process. Understand that you're supposed to pray and get to the coming up on Friday. You know, we always do on Friday. It's Victory Friday. Victory Friday. Why? Because you got to do the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. And we'll be back again this coming Monday talking about what we all talk about. That is the gospel for inspiration. Again, you can see the link out. I did that. We're talking about prayer. Talk a little bit. Well, before I start with a prayer, I want to what prayer is not against us. Prayer is not an opportunity for us to show up. And when you pray, not be like the hypocrites, where they love to pray standing to God. That is seen by them. That's Matthew 6:5. Not be the hypocrites that pray. Don't be that individual that 30 minutes to praise the Lord but not be original, not be here in what you're doing, because you're not praying for man's reason. You're praying for, that relationship. How sincere for someone to say, I love you, and in that process, what's the son? That's not how it's supposed to happen. If someone loves you, then that can show off. Don't
be grandioso in what you're speaking about. Praise the Lord, because the Lord speaks truth all the time. You may fool some people some of the time. You may have bones in your body, bones in your dresser, bones in your bed. God sees everything. As long as you function with God sees all the time, you will be okay. Now, what is prayer? Well, I talk about what prayer is not. What is prayer? Prayer is a relationship where I'm humble and worship, feeling, and feeling, seek God's face. Knowing that He hears us, loves us, and responds, but not always the God that we expect or desire. Let me say that again. God always knows what's best for us. What you ever need to pray for can have the best right now. You will get an answer. You will get yes, no, or wait. And I know the challenge a lot of people have with it's not the no, they have a challenge. Because with the wait, they'll know, and that's the percentage of the test. That's why you have to keep a constant relationship that conflict. Prayer can encompass deep praise that are ready, supplication, confession. You have to understand that prayer and revelatory knowledge really had a story communication by someone who's obedient to Spirit. And this happened 3 days ago. This gentleman had an uncle to go out and eat. His wife. They had plenty of food at the house. He really didn't want to go because he wanted to be at the house, watch TV, relax, be in his abode, and he was obedient. In that process, you know, he had a nice house, there's a 2-car garage, a house. And in that process, he was obedient. When I say obedient, that Lord said he needs to go now, and if you were giving out to do something. Obey it immediately. Don't wait. Don't say you'll get around. Just feel you that God gives you a direction you need to obey with a quick because you don't know it. Because He knows all. So He wants the best for you. He can give you a message to prevent hurt, harm, or foul from coming. In this situation, we had another take his bike out of the garage. He had to pull his car out and pull his bike out. Now, him and his wife had got back to their home, a car, a crash, the garage. Now, think about that. If he wasn't obedient, he would have had the stress of the car crashing into his garage, him not having a car because his car is in there, him not having his bike because his bike is in there also. And also, for that, having to deal with all the complications, so all that was reserved because he was obedient. So, when you receive it, be obedient to it and be obedient immediately. Don't wait. If Spirit tells you step to your left with a quick, because you don't know what's coming. It can be that brick falling off the skyscraper that just realized if he was unobedient, what would happen? The loss, the stress, the trauma that he would have went through, not only with him, but also with his spouse. Now, trials do come, and you also have to understand when you have a relationship, the trials that come are lessened in that process. I'll give you another example. This example happened yesterday. An individual communicated to me that they've been having car problems for the whole week. They've been having car problems. So they've been trying to set up an appointment to have the car looked at different locations, different times. What happens? The car breaks down when you least expect. But where did the car break down at? The car broke down in front of the repair shop, the dealership, that the car was originally purchased from. Now, just favored that because he stopped when he was picking his wife up from work. It didn't stop. He was in the middle of the highway trying to get back home. It stopped where it needed to stop. So
what repairs need to be done or taken care of with the least amount of stress in their life. That happens when you have a relationship with God. That's why your spiritual strength is stronger than your mental, your soul slash mind, and your physical. And once you understand it, once you realize it, you start valuing your relationship. What is that relationship? What does that relationship do? Once you have your vertical relationship straight, then your horizontal relationship can go forward in whatever matter needs to take place. So we're going to talk about a little bit more of what is prayer. So our prayers must come often regular and not from a legalistic duty, but from a humble heart, realizing our dependence on God in every aspect of our lives. We're supposed to give everything to God. Less stress in your life is giving everything to God. Now, what's legalistic duty? That means that every time you stand a meal, that's the only time you pray. You get as fast as prayer possible so you can start eating. That's not giving honor. That's not giving glory. So take a minute and humble yourself and realize your dependence on God in every aspect of your life. Because I can give my testimony, and I know many people around this testimony, I would not be here. They would not be here if it wasn't the grace of God. Not only the grace of God, but now it's required to us to get through any obstacle that's been placed before us. But you have to have a relationship to receive the knowledge and information. There are many, well, let me rephrase that. Prayer has its reasons, addresses questions about why we pray, the availability of prayer, explains how prayer is also available to us and is such a wonderful spiritual resource we should turn to on a regular basis. So prayer addresses questions in our lives. It also helps us as a source of spiritual strength when we go through times of crisis. Also, prayer life with Jesus. Think about it. Jesus' prayer life. He explores the main prayers that Jesus often said. But the main model that a lot of people subscribe to is that we use it as a model when you pray. Now, we're going to take a brief break. And we're talking about what we always talk about here. We talk about increasing your spiritual strength, increasing your availability to the Lord so you can achieve the victory that you're supposed to have. And achieving the victory that you're supposed to have is really only by being obedient to Him. We'll be right back. welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com, Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here, across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. You can see lawyers brought you through in that process, help someone, mentor someone, write a book, teach someone that they can do the very same thing that you did also. Because you're at the top of the mountain, that mountain to look down at, about to pull people up.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about prayer today, and I do submit to you that this is not the definitive, but it's actually the purpose of this discussion is to point you in a direction and give you some thoughts and some information about why you should pray more and more regularly. Now, again, as I said before, you know, you not only pray as an individual, but also pray as a family. You start praying early in the morning. You keep praying until you fall off asleep at night. Pray about matters great and small, and be watchful for the answer that God most assuredly sends your way. Now, daily prayer and meditation is a matter of will and habit, and that's why we're talking about building habits to increase the strength and increase your spiritual strength. Now, when you organize your day, include quiet moments with God, you'll soon discover that no time is more precious than the time you spend with Him. Because it'll allow you to rest more, rejuvenate more, and also have greater understanding of your life. It's critical to understand also that in the course of prayer, again, you will receive the strength and information knowledge you need in order to overcome whatever needs to overcome in your life. The quality of your spiritual life will be in direct proportion to the quality of your prayer life. Let me say that again. The quality of your spiritual life will be directly proportionate to the quality of your prayer life. To do yourself and your loved ones a favor, instead of turning things over in your mind, turn them over to God in prayer. Instead of worrying about your next decision, ask God to see you. Don't limit your prayers to meals and bedtime. We talked about that before. You don't want to just have the legalistic last prayer for food or eat. No. Take a moment and be thankful for what you have, because I can guarantee you this. What you're thankful for right now, there's other people that don't have what you have right now to be thankful for and would like to have what you have right now. There's always other people worse off than where you're at right now. So part of that process is to be thankful in your prayer. So you do say the prayer of thanksgiving because God is listening and He wants to hear from you. God wants a relationship with you. And without question, you need to hear from Him because you don't know all. You don't see all. But it's always nice to have a friend, a father, that knows all and sees all and can give you the information that you personally need in order to overcome. Now, we have some close reading from individuals about prayer. Can I encourage you to schedule prayer in your life? Because prayer is critical in obtaining the victory that you find in your life today. Again, your relationship with God is going to be equivalent to your relationship to your victory you have in your life. When I say victory in your life, I'm talking about total prosperity, talking about being prosperous in spirit, prosperous in your soul, slash mind. You mean process your body. When I say process your spirit, you mean intentional about what you're feeding your spirit. And that process, you have the strength to rely on, the instinct, intuition, and the information you rely on when you need to have big decisions. Also, in that process, you get translated into your soul, flesh, and mind by the clear thought that you have that you can make decisions and make plans. And because you have that clarity of thought, make decisions and plans, translate to a less stress level for you so your body can function how it needs to function in life. Now, we do have some quotes from individuals about prayer. One of the quotes we have is from George Mueller. And the quote we have here is, I live in the spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk, when I lay down, and when I rise, and the answers are always coming. Shirley Dobson. As we join together in prayer, we draw on God's enabling might in a way that multiplies our own efforts many times over. One thing my brother, the artist Carl Child, says all the time is that you do everything in the natural, and then God will do the supernatural for you. But you have to have that clarity in mind, that relationship, to understand that you are supposed to, God does not take the first step for you, you take the first step. You have to make the decision and make up in your mind that what you're going to represent, how you're going to represent it, and go forward in it. And it's just that simple. If you're doing something right now, that's what it's doing, just stop. I know everyone right now, even though you pray, we ought to pray more often, but I always tell people you schedule things that are most important to you. I know individuals in business that schedule appointments, but they also schedule time for their family. They also schedule time to pray. They also schedule time for rest. So be intentional in your process. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back for our final commentary today on prayer. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. We're talking about what we always talk about here, getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain, so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. Mentor somebody, impart knowledge to somebody, write a book so somebody can read it, write a story, do a video, so you can communicate the information that you were able to see to get across the finish line also. That's part of the responsibility that we have here. One quote, which I want to use here from Ruth Graham, and she talks about the true power that you have. The center of power is not to be found in summit meetings or peace conferences, not in Peking or Washington or the United Nations, but rather where a child of God prays in the power of the Spirit for God's will to be done in her life, in her home, and in the world around her. That is the power that you want to have. That's the power that's accessible to you, but you have to choose to receive. Again, my name is Charlotte Giles. Here's my job is to give you one thing to think about. Change the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And today we're talking about changing the positive by praying more in your life. Give your stress and your challenges to our Heavenly Father. He has the answer for you. He has a response. And you may not like to respond sometimes, but he will always answer you. But always remember this. He's all-knowing and all-powerful. And the answer he gives is the best answer for you. Again, join us tomorrow. We'll be back at a regular time at 9 o'clock. I'll let everybody know, we're going to usually push it to 9:30 because the first place that we stopped in order to do our broadcast was not conducive to the subject that we're going to be talking about today. So we had to move. You know this, Tom. God is all powerful. God is doing. God loves you. I love you. And know this, wherever you are right now, the strength that's going to pull you through your relationship with God, God's power, lean on him. But understand this, you have to do all you can in the natural so he will do the supernatural for you. And the reason he does that is because then you can't point to say that you did it. And the only way that you can tell you've done it in the supernatural, you say, that was none of me, that was all God. He deserves all the glory. In conclusion, Lord, we pray because you desire it and because we need it. Prayer not only changes things, it also changes us. Help us, Lord, never to face the demands of the day without first spending time with you. Help us make prayer a part of everything that we do, everything that we are. Amen. Now, everyone have a fantastic, wonderful day. Be blessed and highly favored. And for today, that is all I got. It's been a CASC production copyright 2015. Be blessed and have a favorite. Love somebody. God loves you. Know this. It's your vertical relationship, correct? Your horizontal can go forward. See you in 24. What's the good thing?